If you're considering how to peel off some extra pounds after all those Christmas cookies and festive dinners, a young Alaskan has a simple suggestion. Just move. 21-year-old Jonas Ely did a lot more than that last fall when he ran across the nation more than 3,000 miles with his uncle, a naturopath doctor. They ran to raise awareness of what naturopathic medicine is and had conversations in the communities they traveled through about the importance of being healthy.
Obesity is all-time high, diabetes, Alzheimer's, heart disease, all these diseases that are preventable, that you can prevent just by having a healthier lifestyle. So we just kind of jumped into that, tell them what we're doing, and then we start talking to them about naturopathic medicine and, you know, its alternative from pharmaceutical drugs and surgery and how it works really well. And we wouldn't bash, you know, conventional medicine or MDs. We're just saying you can use both, and it's a balance. They work very well together, and it doesn't have to be one or the other. And you can use both and have a good healthy life.
And at some point, your group, The Run, started to gain quite a bit of attention. How did that come about? When did that start?
Probably, I want to say, well, Anchorage, Alaska has been awesome, because probably when we went to Washington, D.C., and in D.C., we met with different senators and congressmen, and I didn't have an appointment with Murkowski or Begich, so I was like, that's ridiculous. If I'm here, I don't meet them. So I just walked into the offices and pitched them my story, and, you know, they came out and met me, which was real cool. And I met Murkowski, and then through Murkowski, her communications director, Matt Felling, I met him. He loved the story, and he used to work at Channel 11, so he gave me some, called them, got some interviews with them, and then, you know, small towns, we'd have go to the newspaper. It's like the biggest thing that hit the town for like 10 years, so the newspaper guy would come out at the bar, at the restaurant, interview us there, and then so probably at the end, we got a lot more awareness, I'd say.
What was the most, I'm sure there was lots of great memories,
yeah,
but what were some of the, you know, the really big highlights?
Running the Rocky Mountains was awesome. Running, we got up to like 10,000 feet in the Rocky Mountains. It's like 90 degrees out, just awesome. It's perfect. That was a highlight for sure. And then running in our finish in Bridgeport, Connecticut, there's a naturopathic school there. Running to there was just unbelievable, because they had probably about 50 students all there with our Run t-shirts on, all have bells, and just had a huge banner we ran through. And then they had like the dean there, a governor proclamation. That was real cool, and just a lot of good support. So that's cool. And then crazy story, probably, I think it was our 13th day actually in, you know, Nevada in the desert, and our RV broke down. So we had to go about 20 miles by ourselves without water. And we're in the middle of the desert, you know, walking on railroad tracks. A train stopped by to get us like water and food. And then we get a call from our driver, and she said, don't ask for any help from someone in a red truck, because there's a known serial killer in the area. So that was one of the crazier days.
It was a good thing you were running, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think that some people sort of overthink how to be healthy? It seems like, you know, we're inundated, yeah, with ads about join this club or mm-hmm. do this or buy this machine. And I wonder at times if people just get overwhelmed and think, well, I can't do all this. I can't afford it, so I'm not going to do anything. And what would you say to folks that are feeling that way?
That's our main thing. We got to take it back to the basics. It's not rocket science. It's how to be healthy. You just have to eat healthy. And we just have to move more, honestly. We just have to move. The Amish people are some of the most healthiest people in the world. It's because they eat healthy and raw food, and they walk everywhere. It's basic, you know. You just got to eat healthy and move. You don't have to join a club. You don't have to be a special diet. Just, you got to be aware of what you're eating and how much you eat compared to how much you move. So it's pretty basic stuff.
And what would you say to someone who's feeling like, oh boy, I don't know, I haven't done anything in years, and it just seems like I don't think I'm, you know, 60 pounds overweight, uh-huh, and I just don't know if I can rein this back now.
Yeah.
It's too far on the other side. What would you say to encourage them?
Just, it's simple. You just got to do it. That's like, I don't know, the biggest enemy is ourselves. You know, you just have to, you got to do it, you know. Try and fail, then fail to try. It's kind of cliche, but that's, I don't know, that's the reality of it. Just got to get off your couch and just go do it.
Jonas Ely is a naturopath enthusiast and is promoting the idea of getting healthy through running. He says he might not run across the country again, but relays or other race ideas are being discussed. Links to information about the next big run are at our website, alaskapublic.org.